This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Drive is live.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily. Presented by Mocarum Injury Lawyers.
Mocarum Injury Lawyers, y'all. It's hard as hell to say, but it's easy to dial. 281-222-2222. We just got back from a little company outing up in Grand Traverse. I guess it was Traverse City, Michigan, at Grand Traverse Resort and Spa, and we played a lot of golf. We got a lot of stuff accomplished. If anybody is out there thinking about family vacation, guys trip for golf, girls trip for golf, a little couples trip for you and your lady, maybe you.
We
and
saw
your lady.
All of that.
Every bit of it. This is a perfect destination. They've got a direct flight up to Traverse City, Michigan. When you get there, it's relaxing. It's slow motion. It's small town feel. There's so many things to do that you won't be able to get them all done unless you stay a week. The weather is absolutely tremendous. Even the couple of days that we were there, mornings that we were there where it was supposed to rain, it was rain a little bit and you can go out and play golf. It wasn't one of those just hell or high water. You can't even get out of the hotel kind of deal. You're right there on two different bays on the Lake Michigan. There's two different peninsulas. It's absolutely beautiful views, absolute beautiful weather. We did a lot. But Tyler, I'm going to be honest with you, man. Show, old Ron over here, he's a good, bad golfer.
It's a good starting point.
He's a good, bad golfer.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing worse than when you... And I'm not a good enough golfer to complain about anybody, but I will be vocal here since this is what we're talking about. Like, you know when you play with that person that is not a good golfer, but yet they want to find every one of their balls they hit?
Oh, yeah, I know that person exactly. I can think of two or three guys that just immediately come into my mind when that.
Don't throw your guys under the bus. But
looking at you, little Brian.
And all of a sudden, it is slow as Christmas, son. I mean, it is one of those where...
I'm very cognizant of it.
I mean, now, Ron, one, he don't waste... If he does find his ball, he wastes zero time getting over it and hitting it. Zero time. He is over it, hit it, may have hit it twice before you can even turn
Absolutely.
The music up.
Absolutely. My golf coach back at Ross S. Sterling in Baytown would have said, that's a playing ready golf, bud. Playing ready golf right there.
Clint said that multiple times.
I had to say it multiple times. We look around in our group, we got guys sitting and waiting for the guy furthest down. No, we're ready golf.
That was my whole goal was, hey, I just don't want to hold people up.
It's good etiquette.
Well, that was I would have no problem. I would have no problem golfing with you anytime you want to golf. The guy that struggles a little bit and wants to find every ball, hit every ball, finish every hole, that is a tough run. That's a tough 4 hours, which usually turns into 5 or 6 hours. I'm telling you, man.
Let's go.
I tip my cap. You're a good bad golfer, man.
Hey, I had a couple of swings in there, man. I did. I really did. My drives weren't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, they were
nobody.
Right, I thought you were not only leaking oil, I thought the wheels were coming off. You hit a good one, and you were like, yeah, that's it.
Nobody, Tyler, can mess up a good drive like me. Not quite nobody.
have it in the fairway for a little bit until you get back up to it, huh?
Oh, that one on 18, I drilled right down.
Right down the gut, baby.
Yeah, you said aim for the street. Just want to hit it to the street. Hit it right there, right in the middle. You. Then I said, F it, man. I'm gonna pull out this. It was a big par five. I said, F it, man. I'm gonna pull out this 3-wood. And I hit it to the tower.
And the tower was 90-degree angle from the green.
Clearly not in play.
Oh, damn.
So lost that one.
Oh, that was good. Hey, Ron is a good, bad golfer, man. So anybody out there wants to play golf with Ron, don't be afraid of him, man.
That's my thing, man. Don't
be afraid of him.
Don't be taking all damn day.
Well, you did a good job of that. Hey, look, while we were up in Michigan enjoying ourselves, we didn't get to catch a whole hell of a lot of the Astros, but we've had time to catch up. But, boys, taking 5 of 6 in a 6-game home stretch versus 2 of the best teams the National League had to offer, the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies, was impressive. I mean, that home stretch was, to me, I'm going to look back on it. I don't know what's going to happen the rest of the season, but I'm going to look back on it, and this could potentially be a defining moment of, okay, this is where I think they solidified, hey, we are a championship caliber team, organization. We are a team that you better take serious moving forward in the American League. And this, I think you could probably say that at any point in time throughout the year, given the kind of ball they were playing and kind of how they were winning and the record. But now after doing it against two really, really, really good National League teams, I think it's hard to deny it. And Ron, we've talked about this multiple times. Starting pitching was absolutely tremendous. Across the board, the starting pitching, with the exception of Lance McCullers, was pretty damn good. Was really good.
He is, Clint. He is never going to recover from that Washington start and now this one. Those two starts where he is giving up 7-8 runs in that short period of time.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to have that kind of outing, and then you and I are talking about it. And you go, Clint, it gets worse. He had a runner on third, no outs, and he walked 3 straight batters, walked the first run in. I mean, like that, those are the kind of things that, look, that's his Achilles heel, right, is not being able to locate and not being able to right the ship. We talk about Framber Valdez, who, by the way, in a game against Phillies, he came up, the Phillies and the Cubs, that 6-game stretch, Framber Valdez, it laid out in a way where Framber got 2 starts, 13 innings. 9 total hits given up, gave up no runs. The strikeouts were down significantly, which when you play a better team, I would imagine that typically happens. But Framber Valdez was lights out, and really all the other starting pitchers were as well. But Ron, it goes beyond Framber Valdez, right? And I think where we got to start, other than the Jeremy Peña injury, and we've talked about that a couple of times today. Jeremy Peña is on the 15-day IL. Backdated 2 days, June 28th, and the injury is expected to be a 2-week injury. I think it's a rib fracture, we'll see if he gets back in that 2-week period, and hopefully he's still hot when he gets back. But Cam Smith is the one, Ron, that I just don't know. I know I don't feel like I've given it enough credit, if that's fair. Right now, Cam Smith is hitting .276 with an OPS of .776. And when you look at Cam Smith in the Phillies and the Chicago Cubs series, I believe he started every single game. He had a 7-game hitting streak, counting that last game against the Angels before they came home for this 6-game homestand. Ron, he had a 6-game hitting streak. 5 of those games being against the Phillies and the Cubs, who can roll out some pretty good starting pitching. And against the Cubs in particular, he had back-to-back games where he had 3 RBIs and 2 RBIs. He had back-to-back games in which he had home runs. And it happens to be both of those games that I just mentioned happened to come against the Cubs, when the other right fielder for the Cubs is who he was traded for. And again, I'm not saying Cam Smith is in any way, shape, or form Kyle Tucker, but it's looking that trade is looking better and better and better the more we see and we get from Cam Smith, Ron. This is impressive. I mean, he's hit safely 6 of the last 7 games, and it doesn't seem like he's just doing it against crappy pitching. You know, he's doing it in bigger moments. Even when he's not getting hits, He's walking, and he seems to be making noise on the base pass for the Astros as well. Man, this Cam Smith kid is fun to watch.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, maybe he's getting to a point where he is starting to get comfortable with Major League Baseball, Major League pitching. He's starting to get comfortable in his skin. And I think the Astros have handled it great to a point of they may have moved him down in the order some, but it's not like, all right, man, he was struggling at one point and they set him down. Nope, you're going to play every day.
Yeah.
And they played him every day, and now he is starting to get some things to click. And I do want to see if this is, you know, a good stretch, or is this him turning the corner to –
yeah,
you know, baseball, right? He's getting confident. Couple of bombs he hit, and he's starting to pull it. It looked like everything, he may have been either late or going opposite field a lot. I mean, you saw that one home run he hit against the Cubs, one of them. You know, he knew it was out and put money and pulled it and hit it out. Not just, you know, because it was a Crawford box home run. He tattooed that thing, but he's starting to get more comfortable. But that is the deal. Is this, you know, a good little stretch right now he's in, or is this now starting to see like he's turning the corner and he's getting things? Hitting up in the, you know, 270s, 276, I believe, last I saw. That's a big turn because he is playing every day.
Yeah, I mean, and that's 276 on the heels of an 0-for-4 outing. He didn't swing it well yesterday, but boy, previously he had been on an absolute streak now. But that Kyle Tucker trade, you look at it, Paredes is swinging it well. Cam Smith is swinging it well. The Wisniewski deal was very promising until the elbow injury, which a lot of folks think is an Astros thing, not necessarily the said player. But that's much more promising, and the better Cam Smith is, if he becomes, like you said, which I think he is, an everyday starter that you can believe in and plug in. I don't know if he's getting all of this run because he's been good, or is he getting all this run because the other right fielders are injured, kind of deal, and that the rotation got switched up. But it sure looks like he's taking the opportunity and running with it.
Yeah.
That's fun to watch. Looking forward to him moving forward down the stretch here as well. All right, I'm Clint Stern alongside Ron Ugly. Ron, the show Ugly. Tyler Milner is behind the glass on the ones and twos. You listen to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. All right, boys, I need a little help here. Not necessarily from y'all, because I don't think either of y'all have ever experienced this, but I'm going to need some help from the people. If I had a money tree right now, I would start a septic company.
A septic company?
Yes.
Okay.
You know what a septic is?
What is that company?
Septic system.
Yeah.
If you're not on public, if you got a well and your crapper goes, it doesn't go into
toilet
the public.
Toilet issue, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Made the mistake a few times as a kid running through the sprinklers in my yard, not knowing that.
Oh, were y'all septic?
We were whenever I was growing up.
I didn't know. Over there by Stallworth?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was running around playing in that Dookie water.
My best story is the first time my wife mowed my now yard.
Yeah.
She was out there. We got a lot next to our house, and they ran the sprinklers out there.
Oh, Lord.
First time she's out there mowing, the most sprinklers came on. They were this kitchen.
It'll do it.
I heard, I looked out there. I thought somebody
smells like poo out here.
I thought somebody
here
was attacking her or something. Nope, that old sprinkler got her off the mower out there.
Yes, sir. Ugh.
But I'm gonna tell you, man. I picked up a little flip house, and I have no idea. Like, I have no idea what the septic is. I bought it sight unseen, or not sight unseen, but I bought it as is, and I have no idea if there's sprinklers, if it's one of the seep systems, the aerator. I mean, I have no idea about septics or anything like that. So I know that odds are I'm probably going to have to put a full system in. Everything. New tank, new pump, new everything.
That sounds expensive.
Well, it absolutely is going to be expensive. And I'm calling these companies that I typically deal with for service and things like that. And I'm 0-for-4, by the way, now. And I've experienced everything. One guy, I'll come out there and just to inspect what you got, tell you what you got on your property. $400 service call.
$400.
$400. And then went on to say, if you want me to put anything in writing, it's going to be $800. I said, I just want you to come out. Odds are I need a new system, so somebody's going to have to put it in. I just need you to come out and tell me, yes, you need a new system, or you just need this, this, or that. Like, I don't have any. $800 in writing, $400 for just insight. I'll look at it and tell you what you got. I said, okay. I said, I don't believe I'll go for any of that. Call another one. No showed me last week, and then wouldn't answer. Call one this morning. Get this. This is a referral. These guys are good out there, man. Okay. I said, hey, man, here's my situation. Laid it out just like that. Odds are I'm about to buy a whole new system. I said, but I don't know. I need somebody to come out in your world that's professional. Problem is my plumber can go no further in the house until he knows exactly how it's going to connect outside, where it's going to connect outside kind of deal. And he said, well, I'm going to need you to send me a survey and I'll send you a quote for a new system. I said, man, I just need somebody. I just need somebody to come out. I want to look you in the eyes. I want to talk. I want you to tell me what I have. And if the advice at that point is, hey man, you need a whole new system. It's gonna I'll get you a quote. It's gonna cost you. Okay, I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
But like, just call.
They won't even come out.
Won't even come out. I mean, and my what I'm
you're 0 for what?
I'm 0 for 4
of people who won't come out. That's odd.
I've been stood up. I've been told, send me survey. I'll send you a quote for a whole new system. Then I'll come out. In more, over a week, and I've been told $400 to $800 for a deal.
You're like, I'm trying to give you money, man,
bro.
Tyler,
I'm telling you, hey man, I'm pretty sure I need a new system, but I need you to come out and tell me. And I think these new, like modern system, you're talking. I think you're talking anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000.
I wouldn't know a number, but I'd guess a whole lot of cash. Yeah, I just that doesn't make no sense. And we've gone through the same exact kind of stuff, like.
Ugh. I'm 0 for 4
on people even coming out.
I'm 0 for 4, and I'm telling somebody, man, I'm trying to buy a brand. I'm trying to buy your Cadillac, man. The system you got, and I'm telling them, I don't have a choice. Like, coming out and servicing is not a choice. Yeah, it's a flip house. I've got to fix it. I need to get it done. This ain't no, hey man, let me think about it. It's working okay right now. Let me think about it. I'll call you back in 6 months.
Do you
months.
Have any other people you gonna move to call next?
Yeah, I mean, my wife put it out on social media, and apparently there's a couple more people over there, I was driving to work this morning, and said, hey,
anybody out here he can call right now.
I need a septic company.
713-572-4610.
Somebody that services the east side, 713-572-4610.
My man said my cousin used to do them. He's passed away now.
I mean, well, he ain't gonna do me no good. I need somebody that'll come out and just look at it and go, hey, no, here's where you at, what you got, where you at, boom, and here's what you need. And if what I need is a whole new system, so be it. I just need a professional to tell me that.
Yeah.
I mean, I just
can't believe nobody will come out.
If it is this difficult,
you can charge. They got to charge you to come out. Like, I just can't believe.
I'll pay a service charge, not a $400 one. But if you want to stop at the house and spend 20 minutes checking the property out and tell me, I'll give you $150. I'll give you $100, whatever. But man, I'm just like, what in the hell, man? Are you kidding me?
That's very.
I've never had this kind of trouble getting, especially when I'm trying to buy something brand new.
Yeah. Anybody out there? He needs some help. Give him some help. Coming up, should the Texans now be concerned with a playoff team that maybe last week you didn't think you should have been, you needed to be concerned about? The Pittsburgh Steelers. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Oh no.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.
Oh. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Well, as I'm looking at the text line, all I'm seeing is Tom Tynan riff. Hit up Tom for a referral. What I keep seeing.
Yeah. Then Tom's the man. I don't have his number.
Then a lot of other jokes. Oh, Clint, you're in a
crappy situation, huh?
Not using crappy though. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's got me real interested in calling some couple money folks and just
seeing what it would cost to get in, because you feel like you could do better than that.
Well, I can tell you what I will not do is if somebody calls me, go, yeah, man, I ain't got time to get by there. I got jobs lined up. I can't get by there. I mean, if I got a great reputation, I'm getting calls. Somebody's gonna come by that house. I mean, hey, I get off at 5 tonight. I'll slide by there real quick and let you know. Especially if it's a new system. Yeah, I'm gonna be by there. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That the ability to do that right there would put me no further down my list than second on the four that I've heard from.
Four for four. Yeah.
Well, I mean, clearly one of them $400 for a service call. One of them's got more business than they need.
Than what they need doing that. All right. How about the new-look Pittsburgh Steelers? The Steelers were a playoff team last year. They lost to the Ravens and ended their season. But they have made what people are calling them the all-in Steelers, Clint. They have made a bunch of moves over the offseason. They went and got DK Metcalf. They traded George Pickens to the Cowboys, but they got DK Metcalf from Seattle. Signed him up. They got Darius Slay right after the season ended from the world champion Philadelphia Eagles to add in their secondary. They have made several moves in the draft. They went and got a defensive lineman for Oregon who is thought of to be a real ready-to-go type player. Not as much a project, ready to play. Obviously, they added Aaron Rodgers not that long ago. And then today, they made another big trade with the Miami Dolphins. They acquired in that trade Jalen Ramsey, the cornerback, who we're seeing may get moved to nickelback or maybe even some safety. But Jalen Ramsey, who has been one of the better corners in the league, and then Jonnu Smith, a really good receiving tight end, had a good year with Miami as well and has some experience, as Clint said, earlier with Arthur Smith, the OC with the Steelers. They get him. They do give up Mika Fitzpatrick and a late round pick, but they have added two more ready to go starting caliber, contributing caliber players in Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith. And I guess my thought is, if you're being as objective as possible, are the Steelers a team that at least should be on the Texans' radar? Are they a team? Because I don't know. We're looking at Mason Rudolph being this thing. I don't know how many people looked at the Steelers. They felt like, yeah, they'll probably win some games. It won't be awful, but nothing you really have to really be concerned with. Do you think things are different for the Steelers in the AFC now, especially for the Texans who may have to compete with them for spots?
Absolutely, I do.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, look, there's a couple of things at play here. I think I think it's either the penthouse or the outhouse. I don't think there's any in between. I think this thing is either Aaron Rodgers goes out and fizzles and goes down in flames, if you will, his career, and it's more tarnished than it already is with how it went in New York. And Mike Tomlin is fired, and the Steelers move on from Mike Tomlin, kind of deal. Or this works, and they all look like heroes. You know that Mike Tomlin looks like the great Mike Tomlin. Aaron Rodgers is viewed as a guy that maybe he goes out somewhat on top, at least playing good football. But look, I mean, last year with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, and we all watched them play. I mean, these weren't quarterbacks that were difference makers at any point in time. You can argue maybe Justin Fields played individual plays with his legs may have been difference makers, but they didn't have a difference maker at quarterback. They weren't getting great quarterback play. Russ was streaky as hell. They won 10 games, guys. They were second in that division. I mean, they got receivers out there not blocking on run plays inside the 5-yard line, and then telling the media afterwards, "Oh, I didn't want to get injured. I was worried about getting injured." I mean, when it's all said and done, you add Aaron Rodgers, you add DK Metcalf, you get rid of George Pickens, who was the receiver I'm talking about. You add a couple of key players, like Ron said, on the defensive side of the football. Now they got to get TJ Watt figured out. They got to get TJ Watt signed up.
Conversation with that too. Yeah,
they got to get that part figured out. But I mean, that was a 10-win team. That was a 10-win team last year.
You think
year.
The Steelers are clearly a better football team today than they were won 10 games?
I think they are significantly better. Now, we'll see if it works or not, but I think they are significantly more talented, significantly more equipped to make a run and to shock some folks than they were last year, and they won 10 games. I mean, how many teams won 10 games last year that are adding Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, Darius Slay, you mentioned, how many 10-win teams are adding those kinds of difference-making type players on their roster? I don't know. It looks to me like the Steelers, again, a 10-win team. I don't think they're going to make a run and win a Super Bowl, but they are a problem in the AFC. Yes, I think they've gone from a team that nobody really – yes, they were a great defense. Yes, Mike Tomlin's great. Yes, TJ Watt was great. But I don't believe that anybody went into Pittsburgh – in fear of losing the game. Like, what are we going to do?
I think a lot of this hinges on not just Aaron. I think a lot of it hinges on the quarterback and what kind of quarterback play they get from Aaron. But how much mess do they potentially have to deal with? Like, because right now they got some really talented guys. But as you said, there is potential of bad sparks.
Oh, it's
you know what I mean?
It's penthouse or outhouse.
There's some potential with, you know, how do they come together with, you know, Aaron and DK? I think DK's better than George Pickens, you know, when it comes to that. But you can see there's some ways where that could get sideways. Jalen Ramsey, there's some ways where that could get sideways. Cam Hayward looks like he's about over, a lot of the games here being played and things like that. But you could see it on paper. On paper, I'm with you. I do, you know, their biggest loss is probably Najee Harris. But I think they were ready to move on. I think they really like Jaylen Warren, and they got Trey Sermons back there. But I think they really like the kid Caleb Johnson they got from Iowa in the third round. They're really
if they lived in this division that the Texans are playing in, they'd be the favorite to win the division.
Well, I don't know. If they were in the AFC South and they were the Titans instead of, you know, the Titans, it was the Steelers in it, you think the Steelers would be favored over the Texans?
No. If they were in place of the Texans.
If
the Texans and the Steelers traded places, they would be the favorite to win this division.
Absolutely. Now
that you pose that question, I think it'd be close. I think it'd be – they won 10 games last year. It's Mike Tomlin.
It'd be close.
It'd be tight, yeah. I mean
– which means you think – which further makes you believe the Texans and the Steelers may be on the same level.
I definitely believe that. Until rubber meets the road, I believe that's going to be the overarching belief.
They're whatever tiers of the AFC,
absolutely.
They would be in the same.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, you live in the same division with Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow.
Yeah. And you may not make it.
Yep.
To the playoffs, if that.
Yep.
How much does it hinge? I think a lot hinges on Aaron and just the overall what that's going to look like for that team. All right, as we continue rolling here through the drive, Framber Valdez, man, I want to have a similar conversation that I had Friday when we were in Michigan about Kyle Tucker. Framber Valdez, this may be the last year. I think it is going to be the last year that he is pitching in an Astros uniform. How do you think you're going to remember him? Is he one that you believe it's beloved, or is he one that you believe is more closer to what many people were saying Kyle Tucker is? Appreciated, but not beloved. What's your thoughts on Framber? Because he is rolling. We got to talk about him and potentially that Harry situation that I had on the plane on the way back here from Michigan. We'll discuss all of that as we continue right here live on the drive.
Don't mess with the Houston Astros.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, as I said, we'll discuss this. You can text in 713-572-4610. Is Framber Valdez, is he viewed as beloved, or is he viewed as more Kyle Tucker appreciated, right? Like, who would you throw in? And don't give me Nolan Ryan and those. Who's in the beloved category?
Altuve, obviously.
Okay, what about former ones?
Well, George Springer,
is he beloved?
Say he's there.
Is Correa beloved?
I would say Carlos Correa is there.
You said Verlander. Verlander, you think Verlander's beloved?
Yes, Justin Verlander is there. Clint?
Absolutely. Traded the deadline, won World Series, made a second. Yeah.
Along with Kate Upton, she's beloved.
That helps. Alex Bregman?
Beloved, yes.
Former beloved, you agree with that?
Yes.
And then Kyle Tucker, you more appreciated, right? That's what you said there?
Yeah, not as shins, but yeah, appreciated.
I honest to God believe if the Astros were honest right off the bat about what that injury was, you wouldn't be calling him soft shins. Are you calling?
Them weak ass shins really hurt us.
Are you calling your non soft hands and not in a good way?
No. Yeah, you do want soft hands, but not in this case.
Yeah. All right. So those guys are beloved. Derek Bell, is he beloved?
Ooh.
He was the third of the killer bees. I know Baggio. Biggio and Bagwell are beloved.
He wasn't.
Derek Bell was one of the starters of that killer bees thing.
Was he?
Yeah. Don't shake me off now. I know the killer bees, those three.
Him was it not Bergman? Strong mustache.
No, he was. No,
that was later.
Later, but the originator was Derek Bell.
100%.
Boy, you got me on that.
Oh, yeah. Derek Bell. I can still see him with that goatee. Derek Bell. And it's weird. He is mixed, but some reason, go look him up. He always kind of favors Jason Kendall, who I know is flat white. But Derek Bell.
Flat white?
That's what the whites used
Derek,
to do.
Derek is it's a mixture. Jason Kendall has looked like he could pass for mixed. The old catcher had one of the worst arm injuries I've ever seen. But yeah, he was a Derek Bell. Is he a Berkman is, I would think, Lance is beloved, right?
Yes.
Along with those. is God, who's the one that's banging Kelly Nash beard?
Keuchel.
Is Dallas beloved?
Ooh, see, that's an interesting one.
He is in my world. He's a hog.
Oh, yeah.
For you.
Yeah, knee-jerk reaction for me would say him more closer to what we're talking about with Kyle Tucker, more appreciated. Okay. He got us. I mean, he was big time for the Astros during the years he served
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, be thinking about that. Where is Framber? Is he beloved or more appreciated? Where do you put him in that? But I do want to tell you about this Harry situation. Tyler, you know, I've expressed that this is one of my worst nightmares. I've told you about the full-fledged preparation borderline anxiety that I feel about entering a plane.
Yes. Yes, sir, you have.
So Clint and I and Lauren, his lovely wife, by the way, Lauren and I, we get in trouble if we are... the way we cut up together, we get in trouble just in laughter and tears, laughter. But we decided to come on home early, get with the kids. Decided to come on early, and our flight left out at 6. Took that flight to from Traverse City, and we had to fly to Chicago and then get to Chicago to come here to Houston. I got on there. I said, "Hey, man, I'll switch with Lauren, right? So me and Clint aren't sitting together. He can sit next to his wife."
That's nice of you, man. And I get to watch my not only sit next to my wife, but I get to watch her TV.
Yeah, and also it gives us a better chance to not have to be shoulder to shoulder each other. Maybe we got a better shot to get more room. Well, she gave me a window seat, and in this Traverse City flight, they just two seats, no middle, just a window and out. I sat down. Here we go. Got the window seat. Next thing you know, coming down the aisle, this fella was roughly 6'5", 6'4". And,
got a big ass.
Let's say 320?
Yeah, every bit of 300.
Yeah, every bit of 300. Bigger than me.
Big old fella.
Uh-huh. And as Clint...
And he was just a little rough around the edge.
Like maybe his hygiene wasn't the greatest.
Yeah, if I'd have had to guess.
Very sloppy.
That's a red flag.
Sloppier than my 290. What was it? 296.
Well, no. I mean, I just meant sloppy in his habits. Like he was a big fella, but he didn't look in the mirror before he left.
He didn't, and
he wasn't real concerned about that chair when he sat that 300 plus down and about broke it off its hinges. Real worried about.
When I say sloppy 300. Calais Campbell's a good-looking 325. This guy was a different 6'5", 325.
Big fella.
And he came in and just sat right down. I mean, sat right down.
It was almost like he was mad. He didn't want to speak to nobody. He was almost like he was mad at somebody.
Oh, I mean, no. I literally, when he came in, I said, "Oh, okay, we're going to do this," right?
And he didn't even acknowledge that Ron moved his lips.
And we're knee-to-knee. Like, this is where we are. It's knee-to-knee, baby. He's a wide sitter, and that came down, and I'm looking, I knew we were group three, and I see some open seats. I had the lady come down the aisle. I said, "Hey, ma'am, is this a full flight?" She said, just 1 second, I'll let you know. She said, you can have row 10. I said, "Bam." I said, "Hey, boss, man, let me slide out of here." And he did. He still didn't say a word.
He just stood up. He never said a word.
Got out of there. I thought it was going to be hell, man.
The best part of it, Tyler, if you picture this, I'm to the right.
Hey, Doug, I'm in here.
And about 6 inches behind him. So, you know, because each row is kind of offset.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm watching this kind of, the guy couldn't tell I was looking, but Ron could. Ron was talking to the flight attendant behind us.
Mm-hmm.
So you got 300, a little shorter, a little bigger, just didn't really care. He was not doing anything. He was not helping Ron with anything in terms of Ron was turned around in that chair like he's trying.
I'm up against it. I'm thinking to myself, "Don't you want out of this?
Is that
don't
my boy, you Ron? Want out of
this situation?"
Man, I would have treated it like I'm at a game. I'd have sat on that next row until they told me to get up.
He just wanted to get to Chicago.
How long was that flight?
It was 50 minutes. It was quick, 50,
about an hour. But boy,
down, man.
That would have been a hail, boy. I was linked up against that bad boy. I mean, knee to knee in his normal sit, boy. Yeah, it was rough.
When he sat down, I thought, "Damn, I feel terrible." Ron would have been better off sitting next to me.
I would have been. I saw you after I made the switch. I said, come on, baby. This got to be open. I need out this piece. All right. 713-572-416. YouTube and Twitch. Framber. Is he beloved? Y'all think he's beloved? You got him in the beloved category?
I don't think he's there yet, boys.
You don't think he's there?
I don't think he's there yet.
Someone else texted in Yuli, beloved. That's a good one. Charlie Morton, beloved? Yep, you're saying
yes.
Charlie Morton, the first championship? Okay. But you don't think Framber's in that?
I really don't.
Really?
I don't think
really
he's there don't. Yet. This is the opportunity.
Why?
Because I think when people think about the years that Framber Valdez was here, I think they think of Verlander before they think of Framber Valdez.
Close your eyes. Not when you're driving. But when you, the first thought of Altuve, what comes to mind?
Little bitty guy that can't play left field very good.
Stupid looking smirk on Aroldis Chapman's face as a Thank ball you. Left the yard oh, and the Astros fine. Walked yeah, it off yeah, to go yeah, the World
the
Series.
First, oh. The first thing for you is not can't play left field.
I didn't know where you were going.
Best
okay.
part about Moment. That is that's Moment. The first thing Yankee turds think of when that, they think Altuve, too.
The number, all right.
Don't call close me a Yankee. Eyes, call me number, Yankee turd, you son of a...
Maybe. Close your eyes. The number one thing that comes to your mind when you think about Carlos Correa.
If you don't know the facts, mine then you got to shut the bleep up.
Mine is it's my time with the watch. That's it.
Yeah.
Going deep, hitting. My, actually, I'll be honest with you. He went deep in game four against the Royals in 2015. And just. But now do it.
Hold on, Framber. So.
What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you think about Framber Valdez?
Carlos Correa going out to the mound to calm Framber's ass down that one game.
So his melt his
and a
potential
lot of sweat.
Meltdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is his performance against the Red Sox in that one playoff.
Gotta have it moment
when he was gotta have it and he's eight innings, bam. Like that's why for me it's someone just texted in frustration. Is the first thought that comes in. Really?
It's not fair, but it's real. Because I'm that way. I'm with you 100%. Like, I'm at a point now, the way he's pitching right now, I'm like, I can't believe I ever, like, downplayed.
But again, like, I know I'm joking, but that could be the case with Altuve. Frustration. You could base pass, just some of his at-bats. That couldn't be the case. He was a huge part. The last time you won a championship, he was by far, with Verlander on the team, the best starter. In the playoffs, the best starter. Now it's anger. It's frustration. I get it, but it's frustration. All right, coming up, 5 o'clock fire as we continue rolling here. We'll give you the latest news from Jeremy Pena. He's been placed on the IL, but we've got more news coming from that. The Rockets, they made a big splash. We'll talk about that a bit. And some other NFL news. All of that as we continue right here live on The Drive.